would you say if I said that I could bring them back?
I guess I'd say I never thought of that.
Well, alright, hold tight, you might wanna stand back, because one small John is coming intact.
St. John forward, spitting out some more words, fully intact, jacked, ready to rap and attack. Small John on your lawn, living like a gnome, hit you with my lyrics like a bullet to your dome.
The night when he comes up here, he's either gonna kill or he's gonna suck. But there's no in between for Mr. John Forward.
St. John Forward here, spitting out some more words on St. John Forward Radio. I hope you're doing well. I'm here like I am every Monday night from 9 till 10 o'clock on local FM. I'm going to give the phone number right off the top because I often forget about it. There's lots of people that tune into this show just wondering, is this like a Dr. Phil style call-in show? And if the answer is no, then I'm tuning out. So with whatever bizarre problems you may have, you can call 648-5925. To pick it up for the diehard fans, the ongoing saga of John Forward as a regular dude in the world. I still don't know what I'm going to be doing in September yet. And I'm in the applying for jobs while I have a job and, like, having to feel guilty and be weird, like, hey, I got a job interview, so I'm going to be late. I don't know. It's annoying. It's not my favorite way to spend my free time, and I want it to be over. I'm considering... I don't know if this is a viable option or not on the small scale that the John Forward comedy machine is running on. I'm thinking about setting up a Patreon page or something so that I can beg people for money instead of just laughs. Because it's not just for laughs anymore. It's money time. I don't know. That kind of thing I feel like works if you've got like thousands upon thousands of fans. I would say I've got maybe dozens if I want to be really cocky. Maybe some of them are rich. I don't know. If you would like to give me money to create content, or even just in exchange for this free radio show / podcast that you're listening to right now, hit us up in the comments. And by us, I mean me and my deep hunger for your cash. I don't know. It seems like a weird thing to do, but I won't know until I try. I could be the first one out the gate. I could be a trailblazer in the New Brunswick comedy scene yet again, begging people for money on the internet. It's the undiscovered frontier around here, but people in New Brunswick haven't quite discovered Twitter yet, other than like reading blog posts about things that were tweeted. So I don't have a lot of faith in the Patreon. It would be nice if I was making enough money being a fabulous entertainer, if I do say so myself. It would be nice if I made enough money to not have to work, or at the very least to be able to work less. There could be a lot more John Forward content out there. We could reboot the John Forward show. Who knows? Dollars and cents, no. I don't know. I'm getting real sick of looking at job sites and rejiggering resumes and writing phony baloney cover letters. I don't mind the actual interviews so much. I'm pretty good in the room, I think. I had one last week that went okay, but I haven't heard anything yet. So, of course, I've decided that they all laughed when I left the room and set my resume on fire. But anyway, I'm not bad in an interview. I'm bad on an application. I still haven't figured out exactly how to finesse the exit from the previous job. I probably don't have a good reference. I have coworkers who give me references, but you know, anyway, so I hate applying for jobs. I'd much rather do fun things. Like I went to the Mud City Meltdown concert festival in Moncton on Friday. Saw the Headstones. There was a nice assortment of lame old people like myself. I'd roll my eyes and say, "What a dweeb," and then I'd realize that I was looking in a mirror and died a little. But yeah, there was lots of cargo shorts. There was lots of what else did we have? We had plaid shirts with the closed back ball cap, like hanging down, untucked short sleeve plaid shirts. That was a style. There was a weird looking bald with crazy goatee guy in a gigantic leather jacket who was with an enormous woman, and that was beautiful to see. We had what else? I had a revelation at the concert. There was these two women that walked by. One of them was, you can probably picture her, like probably middle-aged, but like bleached blonde, spray tanned, thin from like cigarettes, pre-ripped jeans, kind of like someone more crass than me would say polished turd, but I that's disgusting and I don't stand by that. That woman was with her best friend, who was like kind of a beefy, thick Sussex type woman wearing like a full camo hoodie and jogging pants and a camo ball cap, and I thought that was an odd pairing. But then I kind of had a revelation that the bleached blonde lady and the camo lady are really just slight variations on the same person. I thought that was interesting. Anyway, I'm known for my t-shirt taste. And I did not like the t-shirts that were for sale. I couldn't buy one anyway because the closest ATM, they said, was the TD Bank down the street. Cash only, though. No cards. So, throwing away money, Mud City Meltdown. The first band, Gold City Ashes, they were playing when we arrived. They were terrible. I'm sorry, Gold City Ashes, I know nothing about you. I did not enjoy your performance. Like a Motorcycle was on second, and I really like that band. I've seen them a few times. I've met them a few times. The audience was not as into it as they should have been. It was still kind of, the opening bands on this kind of thing, like an outdoor parking lot concert, are kind of filler, just so something is happening while people are arriving until the bands that they wanted to see come on. So there was, it was very scattered. There was a few cargo pants dudes tapping their feet away. I'm not sure that was their dream, writing their rock and roll songs. It's weird watching a good band play for a bad audience, but they were still rocking out. They still put just as much energy into it and rocking around and moving around the stage as they would if it was a adoring stadium full of people. That's kind of that's an advantage people in bands have. I can't, like with comedy, the audience is such a big part of it. If the audience is dead, it's hard to kind of fake it. But I think you can get away with that as a heavy band, especially. The only way that the audience really can affect, I'm sure a good audience makes the performance better, but a bad audience, I'm not sure if it has the same effect as on comedy, unless they're actively booing, then who knows. But the Monoxides came on next. They got a better crowd reaction. I think I saw them in high school opening for somebody at Harbor Station. I don't remember who. They have kind of a reputation as like one of the old school maritime rock bands, and I know two members of Iron Giant used to be in the Monoxides. I thought they still were, but I didn't recognize any of the members, so I think the two that were in Iron Giant are still just in Iron Giant, and they replaced them in the Monoxides. I wasn't into it. I didn't like it. I didn't hate it, but it just, I don't know. The Headstones, on the other hand, were great. I was a little worried that it was going to be like watered down Hugh Dillon solo type material, but they were rocking and a rolling. There was a good mix of newer and older songs, a couple of deep cuts that I was happy about. Most of my favorites got played. Hugh Dillon, the front man, was very energetic, moving around the stage, getting down in the audience and continuing to sing the song, throwing mic stands and microphones around and swinging them and smashing them on the floor, and then getting really angry at the stage man when the microphone that he just slammed on the floor as hard as he could stopped working. I'm not sure how much of that is as a put upon, but I liked it. And I don't know if I should bring some rock and roll energy to the Honey Garlic show. I feel like if I just talk like this for an hour, even if it's good, people are going to fall asleep. So I need to do some high kicks, smash some microphones. I don't know. I'm on my second full draft. There's always tweaks. It's getting there. It needs some more polish though. But I need to start figuring out how I'm going to do it. At some point I've been recording the audio version and then nitpicking them. I'm eventually going to switch to video so I can gaze at my body, see how that looks, but I don't know. I want to be myself, so I can't be too high octane rock and roller, but anyway, who knows? It's supposed to be personal. I don't know. I've been thinking about doing some crowd work maybe. I've been watching Arif Hussein suggested What's Your Fucking Deal? That's a show Big Jay Oakerson's doing. It's all crowd work. I might mix some more into that. But I don't know. If only I'd waited a couple more weeks at the old job, I might be laid off with a sweet severance package right now, focusing on my art. But I decided to do what I thought was the right thing and make a sacrifice for the greater good, and I don't know if it's going to be worth it until I know what's next. It doesn't feel like it so far, so I'm just going to have to settle for pretty much constant anxiety until then. But we'll be back on St. John Forward Radio. Still haven't heard from Patches. I'm going to have to get him on the phone or something. Hopefully we have a guest when I come back. But here's a deep cut that the Headstones played on Friday that I enjoyed. It's Oh My God off Picture of Health, St. John Forward Radio.
Yeah.
my God, it's St. John Forward Radio. We're back. Still have had not had luck reaching patches. I'm gonna try one more time on the studio phone and see if I can get him. I've never dialed out on this thing. Let's see. Oh, we got a dial tone. We can't hear the dialing. I typed it in. If I pick it up, does it dial in? Wait, 7, 2, 1. Oh, wait. I probably shouldn't. All right. That's not working. Let's try, let's just try it through my cell phone here. Can we hear that? We're not hearing it. It's not coming through the headphones. Oh, wait, we're ringing.
Your call forwarded to an automatic voice
message. Automatic voice message. All right, hanging up. So, patches.
Sorry, I'm late, John. They cut off my phone, because that's what happens when your bills don't get paid by the person who should have paid them. That maybe it was me, but I'm talking with someone else.
All right, well, I thought you were just going to... All right, I didn't know you were bringing somebody with you. All right, so, well, anyway...
You told me find all new comedians to have for your Snorts Comedy Club.
Yeah, well, we had that conversation like 6 months ago, and so far you've brought one. So I wasn't...
Yeah, well, there's not a whole lot of new St. John comedians coming up in the world. You know this. There's only about two of them, so we got the first one. Now here's the second one.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, this is Spike Soul Patch. He's the... what is your job title at Snorts Comedy Club?
I'm the main one in charge. And I also want to talk about why my name is that, because a lot of people get confused because my hair... I don't have Spike hair or Soul Patch anymore, but I used to.
Well, your parents didn't know that when you were named. Nobody has spiky hair and a Soul Patch when they're coming out of the lady part.
Well, no, but I did. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
But I changed my look.
All right. Well, that's good that you aren't held back by your original style. I see people that I went to high school with that still got the same haircut. Like, man, it wasn't working for you then either.
Yeah, that's why I changed mine, because I'm above the curve. So anyway, I brought you this is a new type of stand-up comedian that most people, usually when you think of stand-up comedians, they're happy, they tell you different kinds of funny jokes, everyone's having a good time and laughing.
Yeah, that's the traditional. I'm not completely on board with that.
Well, we got you the new kind. This is the angry kind of comedian. This is
okay.
Stan Forte. I'm here to introduce Stan Forte. He's the newest wave of anger comedy.
You gotta put the microphone to your mouth, Stan.
I don't gotta do nothing.
Yeah, I did it for him.
Yeah, you gotta talk into that thing.
Yeah. Right?
They can't see how angry you're being.
It doesn't matter.
Well,
it doesn't matter. Who cares, Who cares?
You could try to just talk closer. I'd be coaching him with this stuff. It's gonna get better by the time he gets onto your stage.
Coaching? Last time I had a coach, he touched me inappropriately. Who likes that? Nobody.
See how funny that was?
That's, yeah, you're saying a thing that you're upset about.
Yeah, inappropriate touching. Real funny.
Yeah, are you saying that it is, or was that like a sarcastic, yeah, real funny?
Figure it out, dipshit. Hey, you ever been molested? Sexually? Do you have to say sexually? Is that a thing? Well, you gotta say sexually for it to be molested?
Is there a non-sexual version of molestation?
Does it have to be?
I think you could have...
Why can't you just say molested, It's gotta be... It's always gotta be sex. Everything's sexual.
I've never accused anyone of molesting anyone else, so I don't think it's me or maybe even John you're talking to.
I've been saying for years that we need to stop sexualizing our young molestations.
Never once did I hear somebody say, I was molested, and I thought, oh, you mean mentally?
Yeah.
I never thought of it that way.
Intellectually molested?
See, this is what the kind of new comedy scene can be about.
It makes you think about things. Because normally, like, even to talk on the radio about such a dark subject, but you're questioning the whole...
How dark is it? Maybe it doesn't always have to be so dark.
I just want to know which ways you've been molested.
If you're mentally molested, that doesn't sound as bad. Let's face it.
Yeah, it's okay if you're asking the question. It's more okay to ask a question about molestation than to make statements about molestation, I think.
Well, you just... Okay, he's got a good point.
Ask a lot of questions! What's with your face, huh?
It's true, and it leaves it wide open. Instead of... I think what you're doing is... Instead of just molesting us with your point of view in a non-sexual way... you're just asking, you're just trying to pull the truth from your audience.
That's right. My old coach in high school unsexually molested me.
He how? By
yeah, see, you never heard of that, have you?
No, yes, not.
Because it never happens. It's always sexual. Why you gotta say it?
I thought you just said it did happen, though, Stan. To you that time,
well, you had to specify non-sexual.
I think this is the joke, and I just didn't... Oh!
Okay, right.
Now I get it.
Oh, yes, now he gets it. First time he's ever said that.
That's a double misdirect. I'm pretty impressed. So you're angry about a lot of things.
So you're gonna can you hire him in some capacity and I get some of that money via our arrangement and then I can pay my cell phone bill, please?
Wait, you have your own comedy club. What do you need me? Like, I'll give him a spot at No Jokes Barred.
Yeah, but I need some of that money today for me to have.
All right, you'll get 50 cents right off the top, plus a 1% bonus.
Well, I gotta pay as you go, so that'll get me another phone call.
50 cents! I got a 50 cents off of lasagna today! 50 cents! Monday special! Lasagna! 50 cents off! A $10 order!
What are you gonna do with that extra 50 cents now?
Well, it was a mandatory 50 cent gratuity, so nothing!
Well, there would have been a 50 cent gratuity before, so you would have had...
What's the point of the special?
You're just going to make it so you don't have to pay the gratuity that time.
I didn't feel special.
You're still 50 cents ahead. That's pretty special.
I'm not ahead. I had to tip. I don't believe in tipping.
Well, you would have had to anyway, though. It's the restaurant basically covered it.
Just the tip.
So you stole the rest of it.
No, I just didn't tip anything else. I left just the tip.
But what about the actual money you're supposed to pay?
That's what I left. 50 cents off my order goes to the tip.
Right, but what we're asking...
Monday special.
If you left just the tip, so you paid 50 cents for your whole order?
No, 50 cents gratuity on top of the order.
But you said you didn't pay the rest. You just paid the tip.
I didn't pay more tip.
But he paid just the regular amount of tip and no more tip, is what he's talking about.
So like
now I'm getting it again. It is funny. You just have to. We should probably just stop interrupting him and see how far the rest of it would go.
I just did what's mandatory. Everything I do is manly.
I feel like this might be a little over my head. To be honest, I like it. I like the possibility of it. What's your name again? Did we hear that?
Yeah, Stan.
Oh, yeah, Stan.
Stan Forte!
I gotta write this down so I don't forget. Stan, how do you spell Forte? F-O-R-T-E?
No, it's S-T-E-E-Z!
Okay. S-T-E-E-V.
Z!
Z, okay, alright.
Like zebra, stripey horse, come on!
Well, yeah, what's with the stripes?
Yeah.
Do you have any zebra material?
Is it a black horse with white stripes or white horse with black stripes?
That's a pretty intense...
What the hell am I looking at, horsey?
I think that the girls is the one way and boys' horses are the other way, right? So you get the horse... Boy horses are black with white stripes and the other way around for girl horses or something close to that.
Yeah, figures. The horses are like, oh, did you just assume my gender and color?
Yeah, you can't assume.
I think where I see Stan's career going, he could make like angry online videos, and then
he's already been doing that.
Well, people, I imagine the comment sections are on fire just with all the speculation and fan theories, and you know,
yeah, if people watched them, that'd probably be the case.
Do you read the comments on your videos, or do you try to stay away from that?
Why would I read the comments? All the comments are already made. The best comments are made by me.
Yeah, no one else made any.
But what about comments about your comments?
I block them. There's no point.
And you could also comment them to make on it the comments.
Because no one was doing it.
So many comments. Why do I need comments on comments? That's redundant.
That's a good comment that he made.
It's redundant.
Ian, he made a good comment on your comment about ridiculous. Comments.
Well, we didn't tell you what his actual ultimate goal is to do.
What's the... Well, do we...
My ultimate goal is to get a better ride here. There's so many potholes. He interrupted my nap.
That's true. So, topical stuff.
There's
too.
Yeah. Potholes are the worst thing that there is to do. In society, we should get rid of them. All of the resources.
We're in a... What is that? Irish city? Ooh, me pot of holes!
Just fill it up with potatoes.
Ooh, chalu-chale!
See, real comedians don't have any solutions, right? So that's why he's so good at it.
Yeah, it's good. You're scratching that itch, and you're setting up the conditions so that in the mind of the audience...
Hey, I got 99 problems, okay? An itch ain't one, eh?
That's a good reference.
That's because
famous Ice-T song.
And he's also a reference to the doctor I introduced him to that fixed that problem for him. Remember?
Yeah, it's topical humor.
that's some good wordplay too. This guy's
put
it
on a sore.
I'm really impressed with your selection. Stan, did you have a song that you wanted to play on the show, and then maybe we can get back into how you were discovered?
Yeah, probably.
All right. Should I just pick one for you then?
Yeah. Well, I didn't say I needed to come here to think.
All right. Well, I'm
just
gonna.
Just some kind of think tank.
You don't.
You're tooling ideas.
Yeah, careful, John. You don't want to get him thinking too much. Okay.
No, don't go sharking me, okay?
Yeah, somebody sharked him last night, and they're not dead, but well, they might be now.
Well, so you're wearing a the Mountain Goats T-shirt, so I assume you're a fan of that band. So just off
I'm
the top,
I'm a fan of goats.
Who, just, come on, who's mine?
Off the top of my head, I'm going to play "Woke Up New."
Mountains. Who doesn't like mountains? They're serene.
Woke up new because that's how I feel right now. Like I'm waking up new and getting a new whole new perspective on the world.
An angrier one.
So this is the Mountain Goats on St. John Forward Radio. We'll be back with Stan Forte and Patches. And John Forward, of course. Wake up now.
On the morning when I woke up without you, for the first time, I felt free, and I felt lonely, and I felt scared. Began to talk to myself almost immediately, not being used to being the only person there. The first time I made coffee for just myself, I made too much of it, but I drank it all just 'cause you hate it when I let things go to waste. And I wandered through the house like a little boy lost at the mall, and an astronaut could have seen the hunger in my eyes from space. And I sang, oh, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? For the first time, I was cold, so I put on a sweater, and I turned up the heat, and the walls began to close in, and I felt so sad and frightened, I practically ran from the living room out into the street. And the wind began to blow, and all the trees began to bend, and the world in its cold way started coming alive. And I stood there like a businessman waiting for a train, and I got ready for the future to arrive. And I sang, oh, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
107.3 FM is CFMH FM in St. John, New Brunswick. LocalFM.ca.
Another 20 seconds of noise? Relax. Come on. Come on, station ID. Relax. You think there's going to be any more words? Another 6 seconds. As the Silver Nemesis ID, yes. Oh, I forgot to turn your mic on, but yeah. That ID is my nemesis now. Too long.
You're the one that played it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just picked it because it was a different one that I noticed on the list. I gotta mix it up, keep things fresh. That's why I got you bringing me this fresh meat. Here on St. John Forward Radio with Spike Soul Patch, owner, proprietor, main one in charge of Snort's Comedy Club. He's here with a new upcoming face in comedy, Stan Forte.
Steez!
Steez?
That's what the kids call me, yeah?
Okay. You know? All right, you Steez. Know? I'll try to remember that.
It's the kids.
It's all about the kids, huh?
Should I have more of a nickname? Should, like, instead of John, should I be G's, maybe?
Yeah, we can call you Sleazy G's.
When
Sleazy G's Forward, that's got a ring.
Sleazy G's Forward, yeah, it's pretty good. And when people, like, just in their lives are
forward,
like...
Yeah, he hit on me in the parking lot.
I was in here. We didn't meet in the parking lot. This makes no logical sense.
That's humor.
Oh, right. You know? Great.
It's bringing the molestation stuff back. And now it's funny again.
I forget that some other comedians say things that are not true. I never quite figured out that talent. But speaking of talent, how did you find this guy, Patches?
Well, it's a long and interesting story. It goes in lots of different directions. But first of all, I went to Yuck Yucks and saw Mark Splude there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was...
It was a good set.
Everybody liked him. And what was he doing up there? Really? Just yelling about everything.
They asked him to. Why wouldn't he?
No, but I mean, when he... Yeah, they asked him to get up there, but they don't make him be so angry. But he does it on his own, and it seemed... At the time, I went in there thinking, oh, great.
His arms probably still hurt from all those tattoos.
Yeah.
Puts anybody in a bad mood.
Yeah, I guess he's got an excuse for it. And then he's a good comedian. But when I first went in, I thought, oh, here we go. He's going to yell at me about my life and how I'm stupid and that stuff. And he did do that. But then everybody was clapping. And then I thought of it like this. Well, maybe I wouldn't be so stupid if I booked him. Well, he wouldn't let me book him. So I just went outside. And the first person that was there is this guy. And he kind of looks like him. He's a little bit taller. So he's got that as a positive boon.
He was in the alleyway outside Yuck Yucks.
Yeah, he was. Well, yeah, he was close to Yuck Yucks, and he was in the alleyway that leads to the alleyway that Yuck Yucks is down.
You really shouldn't. Nobody should be in that alleyway doing non-official Yuck Yucks business.
Yeah, but this isn't the same thing.
Wasn't doing business.
It didn't start out as business.
It ended up being business, and
yeah. Well, I tried to sell this business back to Yuck Yucks, and they didn't want it, and it's
for free, okay. Dispense reality.
This is pretty underhanded, sneaky business, you guys.
For free, exfoliate, okay?
Yeah,
Mark.
I've got some blackheads. I could use a nice face mask.
Yeah, well, let's not make it racial, all right? Okay. I don't care. Blackheads, whiteheads, they're all heads, all right?
The whiteheads are easier to deal with.
You ever see that movie Mighty Ducks? You ever see the Mighty Ducks? I'm kind of like the captain of the Emilio Estevez of the Mighty Ducks. Yeah. And then whoever the bad guys were in that movie, that's Yuck Yucks, okay? And then I was outside of their place, not in it, outside of it. And I found Stan here, who's funnier than them, but they didn't want to hire him. So I hired him like the Mighty Ducks would do. And it's all that type of story.
Well, you just swooped in there, and maybe they would have...
Like a duck, see?
All right, you got me.
Thank you. And now he's my talent to hustle around and make money off of, not Yuck Yucks. Too bad about them. They had their chance. They thought that the best was Mark Splude, but they didn't know right out in the alleyway. Tell him another joke, Stan.
Who were you talking to in the alleyway?
Just don't do jokes and do reality, okay?
Were you doing reality to pigeons or something?
No, ducks. Weren't you listening?
Oh, okay.
Ducks.
Yeah, the Mighty Ducks. He was out there giving reality
to... It was awfully specific over here.
The Mighty Ducks outside, yes.
Ducks. I'm like a duck, too, okay? I'm the kind of dog that makes bread.
He was
you get it? Instead of eating it, I make it, huh?
The duck chef?
He was outside of Yucks talking to Mighty Ducks. And then I can't remember the rest of the story, but now he works for me. And it's comedy gold, let's face it.
Yeah, now I cook ducks.
It's true.
I'm a ducks cooker.
How,
You don't cook the ducks. We like ducks in this. This was pro ducks. Let's keep it pro ducks. The Mighty Ducks. That was the best analogy we had.
We've got a call.
What? Of course we do.
That's you guys are going to need to put your headphones on to hear this. Hello, caller.
And I was like, Emilio Estevez, the Mighty Ducks guy. Emilio!
See, that's the type of spirit you dial up.
Whoa,
you bring up
don't put the headphones right in front of the mic.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the type of experience that you rumble up when you tell people about the Mighty Ducks. They just lose their minds.
They hung up. It was just a very enthusiastic Emilio Estevez fan.
That's why I waved the headphones in front of the mic. It was to get them off there.
All right. Well,
it's a technique. Radio. See, I go back in radio further than you, John. That's why I know these things. And you kind of, you saw me do that. Was like, oh, Adam, that wasn't wrong, but that wasn't a good thing to do. But you didn't see my whole methods the whole way through.
So the just the bills involved with keeping the roof attached to Snort's Comedy Club while he's performing must be astronomical.
Yeah, but you know what also has bills?
Wow. Mighty Ducks?
Yeah.
Nice. They don't have to be Mighty Ducks bills. Huh? Are you trying to say you got something against the weak ones?
I wouldn't call the weak little beakless ones very mighty. They just slap their heads around on you.
I think those are like cats you're thinking of, John.
Feather cats. With the web feet?
Squirrels. They have feathers, don't they?
Yeah, well there's some of them fly. There's flying squirrels. I think they have feathers.
There's the link. Flying squirrels. They're like ducks.
Stan? What is your? Do you have strong opinions on flying squirrels?
I don't need strong opinions, okay?
You know, do you have strong questions?
Boris and Tasha, they're against them. All right. So am I.
All right.
Yeah, we didn't even decide if we like regular squirrels yet. So think about it that way, because you can't just start with the flying ones. What if the regular ones are rotten and it's not their fault that they can fly now?
Do you have to provide like earplugs like at a rock show for when Stan Forte's hitting the stage? Or I guess you could answer this, Stan. Are you aware of any hearing disabilities you're creating?
Yeah, anyone who's not listening to me has a hearing disability, all right? Huh?
He's actually this is for to help the people with the hearing disabilities.
He's the cure for deafness.
Well, he's not so much the cure. He does in the long term make it worse. But the point is, right now, if you can't hear a normal person, you still might be able to hear Stan here.
No, I am deaf. You know?
And he's deaf.
Yeah.
Like most deaf. Except I'm decent, you know? Most decent.
Doing shows around New Brunswick, you can just tell the whole audience they can turn off their earpiece, save some battery power. So you're a very economical comedian.
No need.
On the bill.
Record the whole thing.
Yeah, he doesn't even, the last couple shows we did, he didn't even go on the stage.
Yeah, you're going to want it later, huh? Okay?
You just, you pre-record it, and they just bring the tape recorder and set it down on the stool?
No, not even that. We just hand out the tapes and everyone goes home.
Why are we setting things on stools?
Huh? That's pretty good.
That's for flushing. Flush that stool.
It's a lot cheaper, too. You don't need insurance for that type of thing.
Yeah.
Because by the time the cops get there to shut you down, most people have the tape and are on their way home.
Cassette tapes?
Yeah, well, that's what we're working with today, because it's a lot to press a CD. But
wouldn't it be
once
more?
Once I get my cell phone bill paid, we can start talking about that.
I would assume. Oh wait, we got another phone call. Get your cans on.
Hello. We only have one set.
Hey, John Forward.
Hey.
Jordan Vale calling.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. Can you get your? Is it Stan?
Yeah, Stan Forte.
Can you tell him to do like some Morty quotes? He sounds like Morty.
Do you do impressions, Stan?
Just do
don't do impressions. Huh? What are you talking about? Huh?
Is this like an adult Morty?
Rick and Morty
impression?
Yeah, we can't just
on my mattress when I'm sleeping.
We have original characters going on here, and if they happen to sound like cheap imitations of others, then that's their own fault.
Cheap? I'm getting paid, son.
Wait, you didn't tell him I was paying him for this. I'm not getting paid either.
I'm getting paid to pay the cell phone, John.
Okay. Oh, what? Something happened. All right, I think we lost another caller. May have been the same caller from before. I'm not sure. Toss and Shade. Is he? He's. Do you watch the Rick and Morty show? I think it came back last night.
Never heard of it.
Fair enough. So, so your voice is completely coincidental.
Coincidental to what? Sound like my dad?
Well, tell us about
your
dad.
It's not like he's wearing a Rick and Morty shirt all the time or anything.
No, that would be a little on the nose, I think.
Yeah.
Tell us about your dad, Stan. Let's get into it. I got to get some Marin tears out of
you. What? You want to get into my dad?
Yeah, I want to get right in there. I want to know your dad intimately.
Here we go.
Tell us about it.
This is you're starting him up now. He's gearing up for the big one, John.
Look. My dad was a man. Okay, all right. You ever heard of one?
Yeah, your dad. I heard of him just now.
Yeah, well, good. Okay.
All right. Well, I can.
He's manly.
I can tell we've hit
he's
on
got the muscles.
We've hit on a bit of a sore subject.
He can torque.
So that song I chose for you, The Mountain Goats, it didn't really seem fitting to your personality. So I apologize for that very mellow, lovely song. I think this is maybe going to be more your speed. Let's hear "Act Your Rage" by Sick of It All. Would you classify yourself as Sick of It All?
Oh yeah, that's what I said. I seen him out there. I said, "Hey, you look like a guy who's sick of it all." And then you said,
"I said I had too much sun today."
Yeah, well, he didn't. He it's different every time you ask him. I think
had a lot of vitamin D. You know. All right. You want a little D, but you don't want too much D.
No.
Yes, you know, too much D.
All right, well,
you can own D on the D.
We'll be back with more D on St. John Forer Radio.
No, less D.
Act Your Rage.
Yeah, but tomorrow maybe we can up the D.
We can't go into that next song yet. I suppose we could have, but we weren't supposed to. We're back here on St. John Forward Radio. And, we've got my friend comedian Steve Fudge.
I'm great.
How are you doing?
Hey, kids. What's going on?
Not much. We're having you want to make this three-way into a foursome?
Sure.
Well, just have a seat. You can share the mic with Stan.
That sounded molesty, what John was saying.
This is Stan Forte, Steve Fudge.
Spike what the hell is Soul this? Huh? I didn't ask for this. Nobody said no. There'd be no. What? All right, no.
Well,
look, you need to appreciate me. I'm out of here.
Look, you upset my talent. You upset my. Thanks a lot. He owes me $4. That was going to go towards my cell phone bill.
He's probably going to rate a new hour. I've given him the gift of rage. So what's...
So, anyway. But if he didn't, you're going to pay the $4, right?
That guy was interesting. Did you catch any of that?
I just got here.
Coincidentally enough, Steve Fudge is wearing a Rick and Morty t-shirt right now.
Yeah, I love Rick and Morty.
We had a caller that was just saying that Stan Forte sounded a lot like Morty from Rick and Morty.
I didn't hear it. That guy just left?
Well, since you're here, comedian Steve Fudge, how's one of the stars of Hard Times in the Maritimes? Actually, it's just called Hard Times now, right?
Yeah, it's been shortened. It's just Hard Times now.
Yeah, and
they realized it was Hard Times all over, and they didn't want to exclude anyone.
Yeah, that's true. That's right.
It's more global.
Everywhere where people are having hard times, Rothesay, Cavey Park,
Baloney.
Partridge Island,
baloney.
Most of those people are dead from that potato famine. Oh wait, it was the plague.
No, it was the plague. You're thinking of Ireland.
That's a place too that is hard times, you know, it's relatable.
That was hard times, yes, that happened.
So you're gonna be on No Jokes Barred Deluxe Friday at O'Leary's.
Yeah, I will do that.
All right. You excited about it? How come, Spike? That's my showcase show. You never come there to see the best of the best No Jokes Barred comedians.
Yeah, because I came there one time expecting one thing and I didn't get it. Deluxe. So I went home and got some.
What, you wanted, like, comedy and fish and chips?
Yeah, well, you put that on the poster. That's what I expected to get. $7? You know, you could get a two-piece.
Okay, but yeah, you know what? I just realized that you haven't had a single No Jokes Barred comedian on your Snorts Comedy Club stage.
I like to stick to the comedians that I find.
Steve Fudge here has been trying to get on Snorts.
Yeah, well, if I ever run into him in an alleyway, then maybe that could happen. But I would just pick people up from podcasts and stuff.
Steve.
Alleyways, I thought I'd make myself available to the internet and maybe shoot you several Facebook messages and a couple of emails with links to my comedies.
That's a way to do it, but what happens when you do that? You end up on John's shows. How do you end up on my shows? You spend time in the alleys so that I know that you're down there in the dirt digging for the real comedy gold. You know, it's not on the internet. It's out there in the streets in between some buildings.
Well, then maybe you should reply to my emails.
Well, you're in the room with him right now, so give him your elevator pitch.
It's just the real problem. I got no data left on my cell phone. Okay? If somebody would just pay my freaking pay-as-you-go bill, and I could be allowed on the internet again, maybe I could answer some emails. Until then, the comedians are fine. They're coming from the sewers and stuff. That's going to be the way it is.
All right, here's my elevator pitch. You have an uncle, right?
Yeah, a couple
different. We've all had some uncles. You ever heard of Uncle Otis?
No.
Well, it doesn't matter. You ever heard of an elevator? There's an elevator company called Otis. I like to think of him as my uncle. My Uncle Otis.
Okay.
My Uncle Otis can help you get up when you're down.
Yeah, but you're just talking about up and down floors of the building. I do that when
I'm talking about his positivity. He's a really nice guy.
Well, that's a weird way to get around to it.
That's why I nicknamed him the elevator.
Okay, I'm not allowed in most of the elevators in town anymore because I was just using them to get from floor to floor to ask different people for money, and they banded together, and that's it.
Yeah, but speaking of which, you know, if you piss me off, my Uncle Otis will floor you. That's another thing. And he'll put you down if he needs to.
I feel like this whole thing is just setups for really bad pun jokes.
Oh, hey,
it's
my friend Adam Landry from Hoveland. How are you doing, Adam?
Oh, jeez.
Have you met Spike Soulpatch here?
Well, I know about him, but I've been told not to look him directly in the eyes.
All right, well, that's fair enough.
The universe could collapse. I shouldn't even be here, John. I feel like you tricked me.
Has anything been publicly announced about the writing project that's happening now?
Not really. I don't know what publicly means.
Well, I don't know.
Other people?
Do you want to make
I think it means, like, on the face or something.
Do you want to give me a scoop? Do you want to tell us what you're working on?
I'll give you some clues.
Okay.
It's going to be cryptic, though, right? How about we could each give a clue?
Okay.
Okay.
Like, I get to give a clue?
Do you have one? Can you go first? Because I'm drawing blanks.
Okay, I will.
Wait, that was the clue. Mind blown.
Oh, snap.
Drawing blanks? Okay.
I guess then my clue would be Save Wolfland.
No spoilers.
What?
Well, that was your second clue. Your third one would be the fact that the three of us are discussing the project. I guess that's sort of, I don't know.
Yes, that's a clue.
Yeah, so this has
Wait,
been
is the mystery that there's a project going on?
Yes.
That's what we're cluing?
Yeah. We're going to make more Hovland episodes. Oh, shoot.
Oh, scoop. That wasn't off the record. That's been put out on the airwaves.
Not a lot more.
Adam Landry.
Not a lot more at all.
So that's being worked on. We're still, you guys are both involved with Hard Times in the Maritimes. That's, how much more is there left? When should we
ongoing.
Expect to see
them? We're nearing finish. I actually thought our last filming session was the last one, but
it was the last one, and then they were taking a 2-week break for a few different reasons, because most people have vacations in the summer. But then they were doing 2 more weeks after that, and then I think even on top of that, there's some pickup stuff.
Oh, see, I only get vacations when I get laid off or fired.
No, but I mean, like, people who go someplace because they have families.
Oh, okay.
Lame.
Yeah, well, I tend to agree, but...
I think the most burning question that most people have is John Forward still going to be the final shot, or has that changed? Do we know?
We need a fire extinguisher from that question.
Well, I thought the scene in the office was going to be the last scene, wasn't it?
I don't know. But I can't keep track of what the last episode is because of the Jimmy Flynn debacle.
Oh, right.
It was a debacle.
It's good. Yeah, everything got all
Should we talk about the debacle?
Yeah, sure, we can talk about it.
Don't ask Matt to talk about the debacle. It's his debacle. I don't know what he told me was supposed to be private. Anyway.
All right, yeah. We'll have Matt Copeland.
It was on the interwebs that we were going to have Jimmy Flynn on an episode.
Well, yeah, I know that much, but I don't go on Facebook hardly, so I don't know much about what other people know.
Okay, let's just not give details of the
correspondence. Actually, I think Splude talked about it already, so yeah. Jimmy Flynn canceled.
Here's what happened. He canceled. We don't know the reason why.
Scoop!
That part is probably private, and we won't talk about that. We don't know the correspondence, but he did decline playing himself on an episode of the show, and so we had to write around it.
Which should be noted that if you're just hearing about this for the first time, he did say he was going to do it.
Our minds are blown
because,
we asked him, he said yes, and then it came the week that he was supposed to fly down to do it, and then there was
3 or 4 weeks after he said yes initially.
Right. So I don't know what led up to his changing his mind, but he changed his mind.
So what?
It was disappointing.
When are they? Is there a premiere date month? Do we know?
Not until we have the editing
for Hard Times.
Yeah.
Down.
I thought that they were aiming for like middle of the winter type of thing.
Okay.
November.
Like that would be optimistic, October. And February would be
optimistic.
Yeah. And February would be feministic.
All right, so yeah, we've got that. We've got Hard Times. Keep an eye out for that and other heavily hinted at project to be coming later. No Jokes Barred Deluxe at O'Leary's. I'm gonna be on that show. Shane Ogden's hosting. Matt Keenan's also featured, and it's gonna be headlined by Brittany Campbell. And then regular No Jokes Barred.
Featuring Steve Fudge.
We already said that part. We gave you a whole segment to talk about it.
Felt like you didn't say my name enough.
All right, fair enough. I apologize.
Also, you didn't tell them the date, did you?
Friday, August 4th. O'Leary's.
That's this week, Knuckles.
This Friday. 4 days from now, if you're cool and you're listening live. 2 days from now, if you're listening to the podcast the day it came out. Months ago, if you're still catching up on St. John Forward Radio, and you missed out.
Yeah.
And you should be ashamed of yourself.
It could even be years ago, you never know.
If you're
could
a Christian, be. You're probably ashamed of yourself anyway.
Could be.
Because that's...
Not as ashamed as you are about everybody else, though.
Right. But you should be.
Yeah, well, so...
according to the... people...
Good point.
Rosaries or stuff.
Then the next R Bar show is on the 19th, and then the week after that, August 22nd through the 26th is the Fundy Fringe Festival. I'll be doing my one-man show, Honey Garlic. I'm going out on a limb. Instead of being a storyteller comedian, I'm going to be a comedic storyteller. I'm really putting myself out there.
This
so.
Is the first time he's ever thought of telling stories with comedy infused, yeah. And he's never thought of it before.
No. It's really brand new. All brand new material. Not true.
It's a brand new idea that John has. Is doing
brand new framework
with stories
for
involved.
It. Yeah. It's normally I'm a real traditional setup, punch type comedian. But
you do knock people out sometimes.
Yeah.
Lots of zowies.
Yeah.
Lots of zowies. There's a Facebook event. You can see my my adorable posters around town. I've just ordered some pins that with my adorable cartoon face on it that you can sell me. Yeah,
because it's the only scratch and sniff you can get that isn't strawberry
or
and it's
rotten
the closest
eggs.
To honey garlic.
Yeah, that's true. Look forward to that. You can buy tickets online for the shows now. There's an Eventbrite thing. You can find that in the event on Facebook or on the internet.
It's an online ticket, aka Photoshop.
Yeah, just in case it sells out. You need to get those tickets ahead of time.
Look at this totally legit ticket for the John Forward Honey Garlic show that I bought.
Yeah, and future someday in the future when I'm done making goddamn resumes.
How much is your show and what dates are the shows?
$10. You can get punch cards for many shows and it works out to like $7 a show, I think. I'd rather you pay full price, but I'll accept that. I don't know what it costs online. Probably the same.
So $10.
$10.
5 nights in a row.
$10. If we're close personal friends, let me know you're coming. And
that's $50 for 5 nights of a thing.
Yeah.
People.
That's five nights.
You can. You can see the nuance. I might mix some crowd work in there, so there'll be 30 seconds of new material each night.
There you go.
So, do you have anything else we want?
The price of 5 admissions, I think.
So, Steve Fudge, Adam Landry, anything else you want to plug? We're in the final 50 seconds of the show.
No, I'm good. I just wish that you had a kick Spike Soul Patch out so I could like look around, because like I said, I can't look him right in the eyes.
Alright, yeah, sorry. What if you were a blindfold?
Well, it's a little late now.
I want a note for the caller you mentioned earlier that you can't spell Emilio Estevez without Steve.
Alright. This has been St. John Forward Radio. We out.